Chapter 4. The Scandinavian Cockpit. Winter, 1939 to 1940. Hitler intended to conquer Britain, or at least to bring Britain to her knees, before turning his armies against Russia. Stalin intended to protect Soviet neutrality for as long as possible. In August 1939, he had made his pact with Hitler. This had not only spared him involvement in the German-Polish War in defense of Poland, but had given him a substantial swath of Polish territory. Following the German defeat of Poland, Stalin had still further protected himself against a possible German attack by asserting Soviet predominance over and acquiring military bases in Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, thus making sure that the Baltic Sea wouldn't be used against him, at least not as easily as it might have been without control of the Baltic states. At the end of November, he had sought to establish a communist government in Finland. This had failed. Now he strove to conquer at least a defensive belt of territory from Finland. Did Stalin foresee a German onslaught on the Soviet Union? On the 15th of November 1939, he had approved a decision of the Red Army's Chief Military Council to reduce by more than one-third the strength of the permanent border fortified areas. 6 days later, he himself had been present at a session of the Council which decided to disband all the Soviet tank corps as soon as possible, in deference to the views of General Kulik that cavalry still had a major part to play in war. Undoubtedly, there were decisions which weakened the Soviet defense capacity. At the same time, he tried to drive as hard a bargain as possible with Hitler. By a commercial agreement signed in Moscow on the 11th of February 1940, the Soviet Union, in return for oil and agricultural products, was to receive manufactured goods, arms, and the blueprints of the most recent developments in naval armaments, as well as prototypes of the most recent aircraft, anti-aircraft artillery, bombs, and tanks. Hitler accepted Stalin's demands. He was determined to do everything necessary to keep the Soviet